Well, here I am again, old Grandpa Munster, back in his laboratory. Say, did you ever see your mother watching those cooking shows on television? I'm sure you have. Well, I thought it would be fun if I showed you what was cooking down here in my dungeon by making one of my favorite recipes for you. I'm going to show you how to make a batch of Grandpa's do-it-yourself magic potion. Now, first, you need a plain, ordinary witch's cauldron like this. Now, I open my mystical magic cookbook containing all sorts of spells, potions, magic, and assorted feats of legerdemain. Legerdemain, that's a very expensive word that means magic. In fact, it's so expensive, I can hardly ever afford to use it. But for you, nothing is too good. So I'll say it again. Legerdemain. You know, I've got news for you. It's not only expensive, it's impossible to pronounce. I just can't say legerdemain at all. Well, to begin the recipe for Grandpa's do-it-yourself magic potion, first we need the ingredients. Do you know what ingredients are? Ingredients are the stuff that when you don't have any, you can't use to make anything out of. Or something like that. So, now that my witch's cauldron is all ready, let's put in the first ingredient. 1 spoonful of well-seasoned, powdered nightingale's tongues. Here they are in this bottle. Let me take the cork out. Listen to that. These nightingale's tongues aren't well-seasoned at all. They're still chirping. I'd better put them back to age a few hundred years longer. Instead of nightingale's tongues, I'll pour in some magic Transylvanian swamp water, about a gallon's worth. Say, that's fresh from the swamp, all right. If you drank that stuff, you'd really have a frog in your throat. Now, 1/2 pint of roast beef gravy. Well, I mean, if we're going to make a magic potion, there's no law against making it taste good. You know, I had to go out in the woods and catch 4 full-grown wild roast beefs to get that little bit of gravy. Well, now, let's see. The next ingredient. It says here, 1 pinch of powdered toadstools picked at midnight under a full moon in a graveyard that's haunted by ghosts that are members in good standing of the Graveyard Haunting Ghost Union Local Number 702. Well, I just happen to have a whole jar full of that. There. Now, 1 pinch of salt and 1 pinch of wolfbane. Oh! Wow! Oops. Sorry. I guess I pinched a wolfbane too hard. Now, let's see what else the recipe calls for in this magic potion. Oh, yes. A sprinkling of stardust. A shaker full of happy dust. Oh, that dust is not just happy. It's hilarious. Now, some powdered unicorn horn. You know, it's very hard to get unicorn horn. Oh, it's easy to get candy corn or a rose bush thorn, but it's very hard to get unicorn corn. Now, let's see. Oh, yes, a pillow full of chicken feathers. A reverse gear out of an Essex. I'll drop that in. 3 drops of a woman's tears. And the final ingredient, 1 gallon of water from Niagara Falls. That's everything. And I have it all mixed together in the witch's cauldron. You won't believe this, but some people tell me it's dangerous to fool around with magic potions and mixtures. And they say if you mix up the wrong chemicals, you'll get an explosion. Well, just to show you that nothing like this could ever happen to old Grandpa Munster, I'm going to light a fire under this cauldron like this. There we are. And now I'm going to stir it all up with this paddle to prove that this mixture is the safest thing that anyone could... Well, so much for Grandpa's do-it-yourself magic potion. Would you excuse me while I look in the yellow pages for someone to scrape me off the wall?